like watching these kind of videos. Something he said that I love, where he was just like, because he lives in Florida. Now, I used to live in Florida, and they're not kidding. There's storms like every year. And I realized that out of all the states I've ever been to, I think Florida probably has the best level of preparedness. Other places I've lived in, people don't even think about what if. Does that make sense? Like, I noticed here they really don't think about that. Where else? When I lived in Georgia, they definitely didn't think about what if. Like, for example, what if the light, the power goes out? You know? Like, damn. This is why I listen to these people's channels. Because a lot of these men, you know, a lot of these dudes that's preppers and stuff like that, most of them, they didn't live, was in the military, did X, Y, Z. So some of the survival skills and stuff they know how to do is necessary. That's why I be looking at some of these women like, what is wrong with people? And he not kidding. I don't think no one here, besides a few of us, who actually thinks about what would happen if the power goes out. Now, I told y'all, they've been doing testing. They've been testing. I want to say they've been testing in our city for the last few years, whether people believe it or not. They've been testing in all over, but in particular here, they've been testing people for like the last 5 or 10 years. And I noticed that. I noticed that the first thing they started doing was, I told y'all, randomly, like the power would go out. Right? Remember I told y'all I moved where I was, and I was like, why the fuck the power keep going out? Well, just randomly, right? They'll say it's a disconnection. They'll tell us it's, somebody hit a pole, or they'll say it is. But you know what I realized? They're testing people to see what you would do if you were in that situation. And I'm telling y'all, there was one time I think the power didn't come back on for like a couple hours, but luckily I already had candles. I already had flashlights. I had the stuff I needed. You know what I noticed? So many people really would not know what to do if they did have to actually, you know, cook without being able to have electricity or charge their stuff. I told you I have solar-powered chargers and stuff like that. I realized, like, damn, it's true. A lot of people really don't prepare. They literally, I guess, think it can't happen to them. And I don't know about y'all, that shit is wild. It's crazy for you to believe that nothing couldn't happen to you, or if you got kids or you got a family, nothing could happen to you. And yes, y'all, I'm so serious. I was talking to one lady, I never forget this. She said, she told me she got 6 kids, right? And I'm looking at her like she crazy, because, you know, she has 6 children on top of being a single mother. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Do I feel empathy for her? No. But what I did tell her showed me a lot about her mindset. I said, ma'am, you should really start preparing. I said, you know, you need to start getting canned goods and stuff and putting them up. You know what her response was? I'll just go to my mom's house. I remember thinking, oh, Jesus. Y'all, it was the fact of, like, that's the way she literally thinks. Her mindset is, oh, let me go to my mom's house and use my mom's stuff, and I don't ever have to be prepared, because in her mind, she think her mama just gonna do it. I looked at her and I was like, and how old is your mom? Mind y'all, this lady probably like 40 or 50 something, right? So I'm thinking, okay, if she about 40 or 50, her mama probably 60 or 70. You think your 67-year-old mama feel like prepping for you and your 6 kids, plus herself, plus whatever it is to keep her alive? I'm looking at this woman like, boy, y'all, please be careful with spoiling your kids. There's nothing wrong with spoiling them, but there is a problem when they start acting as though the world owes them things, or acting as though the world has to give them what they want, or they expect the next person they meet to be the person they have to rely on. Told you I had a friend that was like that. I used to look at her and laugh, and it's not that she was spoiled. It was because I told her the truth. I said, you sound like you need a man. Because I told her the truth. I said, your mother raised you to be a person that's dependent upon men. And I said, it's kind of sad, because I said, you wouldn't know what to do in this world if men just decided to start raping, killing, and pillaging women. And she don't realize you'd be the first person they rape and fucking kill. Right? Because she always want to be in a nigga face somewhere. And I used to be like, And I'm telling you, it's a terrible mentality to have, especially when you can't read the signs and read the cues, and you think every situation basically is a situation where you think you can get a man, manipulate a man, or put a man in a situation to be something you can use him for. What they don't realize is y'all, I keep telling women, y'all better be careful of the certain stuff y'all do. Because what's going to end up happening is, like I told y'all, y'all like y'all ain't seen that movie called The Purge. Look what happened with that shit. Y'all forgot about The Purge? Right? What the men start doing? They start raping, killing, and pillaging, I think, a bunch of women, like one night, people who rejected them, women who used them. They went out and started raping and killing them. Fuck. I was just like, see? And the women who didn't do nothing to them, they left them women alone. They ain't even bother them. They ain't even kill them. And they all was in what? The same office building. Or worked together. Or went to school together. I was like, mm-mm. Another reason why I continue to be an amazing person in this world. I'm telling y'all, you just don't know what the hell be on people's minds. I'm like, mm-mm. But yeah, he's not kidding. The level of adults I meet who are unprepared is really scary to me. Like, I told a lady, we was talking about this person. Now, she's the only other person I know that's a prepper, like, besides me that actually lives in this same city. And we went to work together, and she was like, yeah. She was like, her husband prep. I was like, me too. I said, I've been prepping for, like, 5 years. And I said, you know what's crazy is? I told her, when I look at some of these people, I know one thing. I'm thinking, you better not come knocking on my door asking me for no food. Because I said, you're going to look real crazy. I even told her, I said, I started noticing that the trains start coming less. And I said, I haven't seen as many 18-wheelers as I, like, normally do. Like, if you actually think about the last few years, the way 18-wheelers used to come up and down the street, you would see them at almost every other corner, right? Every other stop, you would see them. Same thing with the trains. When they would come in with, like, our food and supplies, you would see it, like, literally every other day. Like, it was so normalized for you to hear a train. I have not heard a train come through here. I told y'all since like a couple of days ago, it was the first one. And I thought, oh, wow, a train's here. But guess what I saw the train do? It was not coming here to get food. It was reversing. It was like going backwards. So I'm guessing whatever it was, it came from somewhere else and was going back in a different direction. You know, like the head of it was at that other side. And that was the end of the train. And I remember thinking like, whew, telling y'all, you got to prepare. Okay, do not be some of these people out here that keep thinking God's grace and mercy is going to keep them. Some of y'all really need to hear y'all is pushing it with God's grace and mercy. Okay, you at your last grace, at your last mercy. People just don't believe me. It's, girl, y'all, people be knowing they don't be doing right, you name it. But we're out here be talking about God. Y'all then turn around and I'll tell them faith without works is dead, and they don't put in no type of levels of preparation. And I said, you do realize, right, if you do have the extra money when you do, I was like, why not just go ahead and prep? And I said, start getting like canned goods and stuff like that. I was like, why you just don't go ahead and get canned goods and put them under your cabinet? Why? Y'all, these be grown people with multiple children. They will literally look at me and make these weird excuses about why they don't have emergency food or emergency water in case something happens. I just be looking at them like, okay. Mm-mm. Telling y'all, if it ever get like crazy to the point of, what's it called? Like martial law or something? Do not be surprised when you see how some of these people turn out. I was like, Jesus. And I'm serious, y'all. You can't say nothing to people. Because I have learned that if you say something, it's the way people will become offended. Y'all, you have got to realize, at all the time periods that we ever been through, you can't tell me this year is normal. This is the most craziest year we ever been through. Year after year after year is something. You know? And I have to say that because I used to be like, nah, people cannot continually to ignore this, especially y'all that got kids. I don't even have children, and I even prepare. I'm saying that because it's like, come on, y'all. You got to realize, you got to start thinking about a what-if situation, you know? Ain't nobody telling you to go out and buy the whole store, but damn. People ain't got no damn canned goods? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to do better, man.